We did our kind of mid-year check-in a couple weeks back.
Right.
If you heard that episode. And if you haven't done that, like, mid-year reflection, it's a super great exercise and forces you to be honest with yourself. And we realized that we were really not where we wanted to be. So with that in mind, we kind of put out some general kind of next steps. But then when we were talking, there's so many different things that you can do in terms of challenges. And I heard someone talking and they're like, I'm a goal-centric person. I need like an end. I need like a beginning and an end. And I need to know like what I'm reaching for. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, I think probably a lot of people, especially, I mean, even if you've been working out for a long time, you kind of need something. Like you need something to reach for. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are doing something a little bit new for us today. We are going to set some, it's kind of the inaugural fitness challenge for 2019 for us.
Yeah, we were joking because this year, for people who have followed along with us for a while, you know that before we used to do the Girl Scout cookie challenge. Mm-hmm. And it was always really fun for us. And, you know, we always got to eat some Girl Scout cookies, mm-hmm. which was always a benefit. And then we had to burn off the calories. But we were talking about how that idea of a challenge probably could be rebooted. Yep. And definitely something that we could extend to all of you, our listeners and our followers and people who are interested in fitness. So, yep. And health.
That's what we're going to introduce to you guys today.
That's what we're changing things up, and we didn't do the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge this year, but we are introducing something I think that is so much more exciting.
It's probably going to be a little bit more audience participation in this one than the last one. So before we jump into that, you guys, as far as something you can participate within right now is our current giveaway. It's almost up, guys, so this is kind of your last chance to enter. atfgiveaway.copedonuts.com. You enter, get a free week, and you're entered for a chance to win a free month of positive mental wellness-centric text messages gone right to your phone.
Digital wellness, right, so in your phone.
Enter atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. Do it today. All right, so training recaps. Boom. You first. I think, did you say you did something this week that I haven't heard you do in a long time?
Oh, I did a bar workout.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It wasn't a long bar workout. It was only like a 25-minute bar workout.
Seems like a lot to me.
But it definitely fired the old glutes up.
Pelvic floor? A lot of pelvic floor work?
I'm sure it benefited the pelvic floor, but it's... I know you've done an entire episode on bar, what exactly it is.
That's all we were talking about was pelvic floor.
It, like I said, it does benefit a lot because you do have to engage that lower area to control the fine muscle movement. Mm-hmm. So... yes, I'm sure that it was beneficial to that too. I had gotten this, like, one of those many, I'm sure if you follow online, like these fitness people that do free videos, workouts and stuff like that. I was just skimming through, I saw one, I was like, I could make a workout out of that. So I took some of her workout, I added some other workouts, I threw in a little bit of an ab workout from Peloton and I had myself a
Do you have a go-to personal social media for workouts? You used to have Zuzana or...
Yeah, Zuzana Light.
Yeah.
She was one of the founders of Body Rock, and then they went their separate ways, and she started her own. I still do like her stuff, but she's a lot more extreme than me. So I look to her as inspiration, but I do not follow, I do not pay for her program or anything. Yeah. So I don't really have any go-tos anymore. I don't think there's anybody, now that there's so many places you subscribe to workouts, I feel like as in many instances, what used to be great for free content is now, it's all subscription-based. Right. So the only stuff you find for free is the, you know, kind of the teaser videos and the free challenges, and it's okay. But most of the best workouts, I feel like, are locked now behind subscriptions. So, I don't know.
What else did you get into? Did you run this week?
I did that one. That one I haven't done in forever.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Jazz and I, the dog, mm-hmm. and I were out for a walk on Monday. And I was like, all right, we can go home and I can try to squeeze in like a 15-minute HIIT workout, or we can just jog and see what happens. And now, not just I haven't jogged in a while, but because I was the only one that did run with Jazz, that means that Jazz hasn't run in, like, I don't know, 2 years. So, yeah, it was a big test. And I was surprised, actually. Both she and I did pretty darn good. I think my spinning, even though it's not been super consistent as of late, it's definitely helped keep my cardiovascular health up.
Yeah.
And I will say, though, oh my gosh, like the muscles in my legs that I used for running, since I don't do like impact running or anything like that, oh, I felt it. Like it wasn't just one muscle, it was like all of the muscles. Yeah. Like they were all kind of in shock because they're not used to that jarring, you know, reactionary kind of response.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was good. I think me and running, I have a love-hate relationship with running.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a runner. I'm just not built to be a runner.
Right.
But I do enjoy the physicality, and there's something amazing about running when you hit that kind of stride and it's not painful and it's just work. And you just feel like you're just working hard.
Yeah.
And it's great. You know, you're in the zone. Yeah, you're in that, like, run zone. And granted, I get to it after about a mile. Mm-hmm. And then by the second mile, I'm like, F this. Zone done.
It's interesting. I mean, I can't imagine running for long distance now, but I used to do it very early.
You used to do it so... You ran a freaking half marathon and trained for it.
Mm-hmm. So it was like, it's... I can't even imagine doing that now. Oh, I mean, I know I could do it, but it's like, I can't believe that's what... I mean, we used to, when we were, you know, not when we were, but when we were just you and I, you know, engaged couple. Mm-hmm. I used to get up on Sundays and run Bayshore. I know that's super local to anybody listening outside of Florida, or Tampa, I should say. But that was a couple hours at a time on Bayshore, just running back and forth for miles, you know.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 10 to 15 miles. So it's like you said, you got to get in the zone then. Because if you don't get in the zone, then it won't last.
It is just painful. Like it's... I definitely can see how people can enjoy it. I'm not one of those people who can enjoy it for long stretches. I'm built as a sprinter. Mm-hmm. Like, I've known that since I was a kid. I'm a great sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly for short distances, but my body is too dense. It is too heavy. It is not made for running. So anything beyond a 5K, I think, is basically stupid and torture. But like I said, there is that point. There's like a wonderful, happy space like between mile one and two for me where I'm like, this is freaking awesome. You just feel strong and you feel capable and you're like, my body's all I need.
Yeah.
Just run, baby. And then you hit that end of it and you're just like, I want to stop.
I never want to do this
again. Why did it do this? This is so dumb.
Yeah, so
Jazz was probably there.
Yeah,
like earlier than me.
Exactly. Yeah,
I had to drag her back.
I had to go twice as far, twice as many legs.
I know. She's like, I had to move so much more and so much faster.
More energy than you. Well, I didn't do any running this week, but I was working with the Steel Mace once again, and I finally kind of started to try to experiment with it, try to develop my own type of movements and flows with it. So it's a work in progress because it's hard to experiment, especially when you got a 10-pound mace going around your head or things like that. So It's a trial and error, so luckily there wasn't too many errors that resulted in, you know, getting a mace upside the head. But it was kind of cool going around the town, you know, different parks around the mm-hmm. downtown to, you know, shoot little videos and stuff. Went to our old school.
I
haven't released the one from our school yet, but it's cool and like discovering kind of new areas for exercise and stuff.
So yeah,
we've got a new park downtown, relatively new, that we haven't gone to yet that we definitely got to check out and investigate. And apparently there's a little like splash pad there too, so we could take Ella in addition to working out. A lot of green space and a lot of great running paths, speaking of running, and dog walking paths, and even a dog park. So that's one thing that I know it's kind of tough outside right now, but the fact
during
that
the day, if you get it in the early morning or even late in the afternoon after the rain breaks the humidity.
But like I said, we're enjoying it. We're not staying in. We're not slaves to the air conditioning this summer. I think we're getting out, and especially with Ella, we want her to get out during the day too, or and experience. That's the beautiful thing about the city water parks around here, that
I know.
They can go and just take them. You know, we say water park, but they're like little water features and stuff and splash pads. But
compared
they're all you need.
Compared to what I had up north, like, you had to pay for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it only existed in water parks, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't have it in public spaces. You might get, like, a little fountain.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a little, like, a tiny little pond or pool or something like that. But, I mean, the splash areas that they have here, it's like, you know, I don't know, 10 yards of fountains going at different lengths and, like, big water buckets dumping like a waterfall for kids and little toys and water. I mean, it's impressive.
It's definitely something that I think the city knows their population and their climate, because you want kids to be able to do stuff outside, but during the oppressive heat of summer, you need something like this to keep them safe in reality too, because it gets brutal out there.
I wonder if anybody else is a Tampa Bay resident. Obviously, we are Tampa-centric, where we live in Tampa, and we've come across a number of these in our area, but there has to be other. I'm sure others, right?
I'm sure.
Like, on the other side, like in, like, the St. Pete.
Yeah,
and,
I'm sure.
I mean, they have the beach over there.
Yeah, that's true.
But the beach this time of year, let's be honest, it's like taking a dip in pee water.
Yeah, it's not as refreshing as it could be. But let's jump off the pee water topic and jump into the main topic of this episode. Yeah.
I don't know why you don't want to talk about that.
It's not about pee water, folks. Mm. All right. So we are talking about some health challenges that we are basically going to put out there to see if you guys will participate with us. A lot of people, as Shannon mentioned, kind of start the challenges at the beginning of the year and then kind of flame out. Quickly. So we're actually going to, or they do pre-holiday challenges. You know, as we talked about this, I'm kind of famous doing pre-Thanksgiving challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to get a start on it early and start our challenges basically in
August.
Gosh, we're in August now.
August.
Oh my gosh.
It's August, folks.
So yeah, so we're going to start now and take it throughout the rest to the end of the year. And I want you to explain how we're going to go about.
Yeah, and I will, like, back up and say we did our kind of mid-year check-in a couple weeks back.
Right.
If you heard that episode. And if you haven't done that, like, mid-year reflection, it's a super great exercise and forces you to be honest with yourself. And we realized that we were really not where we wanted to be. So with that in mind, we kind of put out some general kind of next steps. But then when we were talking, we laughed about, haha, we didn't do the Girl Scout cookie challenge this year. And then I was thinking and we were talking, and there's so many different things that you can do in terms of challenges. And I heard someone talking and they're like, I'm a goal-centric person. I need like an end. I need like a beginning and an end. And I need to know like what I'm reaching for. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, I think probably a lot of people, especially, I mean, even if you've been working out for a long time, you kind of need something. Like, you need something to reach for. I think if you are starting from a place of, you know, I want to hit a certain, you know, feeling in my body, or I want to hit a certain, you know, I hate to say it, but size or mm-hmm. whatnot, or I just want to improve my health, like those are very broad or general, but those are something that you can grab onto. I think a lot of us, though, it's having like those attainable smaller steps. Like you can't go from 0 to 100. It's just really hard. You have to know kind of what the steps in between are to get to 100. And I feel almost like we're in a way kind of starting back mm-hmm. ground yeah. zero for us. So what we want to do is we're going to host a monthly ATF podcast challenge. And we are going to invite all of our listeners to participate. So we're going to have, it's a two-part challenge. We have a dietary component and then we have a fitness component. And each month, the beginning of the month, we're going to tell you what the month's challenge is. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you. Obviously, we're not here to force you, but we're going to do this challenge. We're going to document our challenge. We're going to check in with you every week as part of our podcast. And we're going to tell you how we're doing with the challenge. We'll be sharing things in our social media. I even have created like a tracker that I will make available if anybody wants it. Mm-hmm. You can either email us or you can message us on our social media and we can send it to you as like a printable PDF. And these are all things to help you succeed. And you can make these your own or you can do them exactly as we're prescribing them. And each month, each challenge, we're going to do this through the end of the year. So we're not just going up until the holidays. We're going to take it right to the end of 2019. Because we know there's plenty of other people. There's lots of programs that start at the beginning of the year. No. Ours is to help you get to the end of the year. Yeah. So it's to pick up in that mid-year where maybe you're just kind of struggling to figure out where to go. And we're going to carry you to the end of the year with these challenges. So completely, we're going to guide you to carry yourself to the end of the year. And it's completely up to you guys on how you participate. But we have a little added incentive. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell them what it is yet. But at the end of each month, if you participate in the challenge and you post how the challenge went for you on our Facebook or in the podcast reviews, then we will actually enter you for a drawing for a giveaway. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you some supplies that are going to help you recover from that month's challenge. And again, we don't want just the prize to be the incentive, but we just want to make it like icing on the cake. So we're actually going to announce it about like halfway through the month, and then that's what we'll do for each month. So at the end of every month, we're going to be finding somebody that posted, and then the beginning of the next month we'll be announcing a winner. Mm-hmm. So we will share all the details on how you can actually post enter for the actual giveaway. But at the end of the day, we want you to participate because this is just something you want to try and it's fun and it's, you know, something we can do together and you can post kind of your struggles and you can share right along with us. And we'll have this something to do together for the rest of the year, possibly.
Yes. Question for you. So we're going to do a new challenge each month, correct? Does the previous month's challenge carry over?
No, not unless you want it to. So we're designing this challenge really so that each month is going to set you up for success in that next month. So again, we're not going from 0 to 100. We're actually hoping that if you start with us now, or if you start with us, you know, in 2 months, the following month's challenge is going to be all that much more attainable for you because you participated in the previous month.
So this is like running a little marathon.
Kind of. I mean, it's really like, you know, it's progressive training.
Right.
It's just there to help you, to set you up on a path and give you those next steps. So you're not doing it by yourself, and you know you have the plan. You have a monthly end goal, so you can bail out at the end of the month. You can be like, I did it. I feel great. I'm super. Or you can use this as like a performance enhancer, and you can do each challenge each month. And hopefully by the end of the year, instead of sitting there going, gosh, like I really fell off the wagon and I just am not where I wanted to be, you will be freaking awesome. You'll feel amazing. And you'll be like, I want to do that again next year. Like, this is how I want to do things. Mm-hmm. So that's all we're trying to do is we're just trying to give everybody a way to enjoy their health and fitness and also give them some support and some guidance.
That's awesome. And I'm excited. So we got a whole list of things to choose from, but we've got our ones, our diet and our fitness ones picked out for this month. All right. And which one would you like to take? We'll do one each.
I'll let you do the diet one.
Okay. We'll do the diet one. All right. So the diet one that we're going to choose for the month of August will be no eating 2 hours before bedtime. For us, that's going to be 8 p.m., so we're not going to be eating anything after 8 p.m. If you are a night owl and you go to bed late, it might be 9 or 10 o'clock, depending on when you go to bed. So,
yeah, like if you're somebody working a night shift.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
No.
Or you wake up late and you go to bed late, so you might have a different bedtime. So we're going to do 2 hours before bedtime to give your body the time and ability to digest the food, not just eat and lay down, and then your body's working on the food and also trying to recover what you do when you sleep. So there are some recent research, especially both food and with, you know, like alcohol, the why people get hungover is because they drink, then they go to sleep, and their body's working on the alcohol. When they're not recovering, their body's not recovering, doing what it does every night to help you get refreshed for the next day. Obviously, food is not as bad, but it definitely has the same effect. It kind of taxes your body. It takes kind of energy away from the resources that are trying to replenish your body to digest food. So that's what we're going to do for the diet challenge for this month. No eating 2 hours before bedtime.
Which is actually going to be a little bit tricky because sometimes we actually do eat late. So. Oh, yeah,
I know. Sometimes I get home pretty much.
I know.
10 minutes before 8. So I got to eat in the car on the way home.
So yeah, see, even this will be a challenge for us as well.
Yes, it is a challenge.
So that's the dietary part portion.
Right.
The fitness challenge, this is going to be a fun one. It's a 50 squats a day challenge.
Nice.
Da, da, da. So here's the good news for especially if you're starting off and you're not doing, you know, squats as part of your regular day routine. Here's some modifications for people who feel like 50 makes you want to, you know, flick me off or something. First of all, you don't have to do a squat down to the floor. These are not like, you know, you don't have to start where you can't. You start where you are. Number one. Number two, you can spread these babies out. You can do 25 of these in the morning and 25 at night.
Oh, yeah.
You can do 50 all of them during, like, your lunch break if you want. You can do 10, like, every 2 hours. Like, however you want to break them up. Maybe you have a bunch of days in the month of August that are left. Mm-hmm. So take that and roll with it, yep. You know? Figure out how you want to do this. Another option for the squats is if you want to just use a chair and just squat to like a seated position versus trying to squat like down past your knees and everything.
Yeah, past parallel.
That's going to be challenging. And if you're just starting on your fitness journey, just start by sitting on a chair and standing.
Right.
That's going to count as a squat.
Yep.
So this is not to like freak anybody out. This is just a way for you to move every single day. And if you're super intense and you have like this, you're like, I do 50 squats in my sleep.
Yeah.
Well, make them jump squats.
Yeah.
Add weight to them. Whatever you want to.
Yeah. Nice goblet squat.
Yeah. Yeah. Kettlebell. Yeah. You can do them however intensified you want to. But, and we'll post, we'll be sure to post at least both of us one time. We'll share a video of how we're doing in our squat journey.
Check the stories, ET Tampa,
and
for sure.
Hopefully we'll have some buns of steel.
Yes.
By the end of the month.
The squat movement is probably one of the best compound movements there is, because you're working ankle mobility, knee mobility, hip mobility, and then you're building strength in the glutes, as Shannon said, the buns of steel. Glutes, quads, calves.
Also good for core.
Great for core, because you really need to have a stable trunk. It's great for increasing flexibility in your posterior chain. So if you're having a little bit of trouble when you squat, you're like falling forward, you're probably stretching your hamstrings and your glutes is probably a good thing to help with that, but also hip mobility, like hip cars, is another good one. So one thing I would do when you're doing a squat to make sure you have proper form, just some cues: eyes up, chest up. Okay, look forward, not down at the ground or up at the ceiling, okay? And then you can also use your hands, push them in front of you, like you're giving the old thumbs up out in front. That actually pushing your hands forward will help you push your butt back and push your butt to the ground. Because a lot
and
of people
keep your chest lifted.
That's exactly right. Yep, it's kind of, it actually pushes your chest into the proper position instead of falling forward. So if you have I would say access, I guess that's the word, to a TRX. TRX are also really good assistants for squats, people that are maybe not as mobile that need some assistance for their squat.
So Nick might give me a little raised eyebrow for this, but since you are the personal trainer, how about during this month of the challenge, you offer up some specific little tutorials on proper squats?
All right, I will definitely do that. Put it on stories?
Yeah, put it on stories, put it on your feed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Get some content up there that, or like, you know, make them
ATF
a highlight.
Feed. Yeah.
You'll start a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll create a highlight in mine. Mine is Shannon JP.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out how we're doing with our monthly challenge, and we'll share tips. And my tips are probably really similar to mm-hmm. his, because I learned proper squat.
Mm-hmm.
Basically in my CrossFit days, like the good squat, and I hesitate to say that CrossFitters are safe squatters, but I did learn about how to do like a solid squat. And that's also where I learned from injuries how not to do squats.
Uh-huh.
So I think we've both walked away with some very important squatting knowledge.
Yes, we'll show you some good, safe ways to do your squats, and some tips on how to make your squat form proper.
Yeah, and I can look at it from the yogi perspective and also share some poses that might help some of the flexibility issues, whether it's for me, it's actually my ankles where I have the biggest issues with flexibility, especially since I continue to hurt my ankles.
Yep.
Real
that's it.
Fun.
And you imagine that's where it kind of starts too. Well, I shouldn't say it starts. It starts in hip and knees. It's all kind of connected, but ankle mobility. Super
so important.
Yep.
Yeah, you're gonna struggle if you can at least get a little bit of range of motion in those ankles.
All right. So to review, the August challenges are no eating 2 hours before bedtime and 50 squats a day. Boom.
Yes, and that's every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
every day.
We're not going to penalize anyone. We're not going to get mad at ourselves if we miss a day. But the challenge is to do it, to try, make the attempt to do these every day.
That's right. So this one will come out.
We know it's not perfect. Life is not going to allow you to do this perfect.
Right.
So
this will be out on the 5th. So you guys got a little 5-day
you get a cushion.
Leeway. Yeah. So
And if you're halfway through the month, you're listening to this, pick it up halfway
there
through.
There it is. Exactly right. Catch up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The good thing is that we're not here to penalize people if you don't do it all or if you start late. We're here just to hear how you did with it at the
exactly
end.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right. So great. We've got the challenge set. And like I said, we're going to come on with another addition to that, or I guess progression to that next month, so stay tuned for that, guys. You guys, like we said, I want to mention that, I actually didn't say this earlier, but we had our best download day in the history of our podcast. Actually, as we record this today. So we want to thank you guys so much for listening and sharing the podcast with others. Keep doing that. It's super easy to do, especially, you know, both on the big podcast apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You just hit share and you can text it to somebody. It's that easy. So we really appreciate you guys. Once again, get ahead and go ahead to atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. We got a few days left. There's only be about 4 or 5 days left as you guys hear this. Goes down. The drawing ends on August 10th. So make sure you go there and enter your information now to get your free week and your chance to win a free month of Cope Notes.
Yes, and please consider taking this August challenge with us and know that we're here to do it with you. Mm-hmm. We're a team here. And if you have any ideas or even if you want to offer a suggestion or tip or something for a future challenge, we've got our challenges pretty much locked down for the month, but we're happy to offer out some other suggestions for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're looking for a little something different. But we will also say that the September challenge, we're going to be real nice to y'all. We're not going to do it the weekend before Labor Day because we know Labor Day is a little last hurrah. So you're not going to find out what the September challenge is until Labor Day.
All right.
And that's when we'll actually unveil the next one.
We're so
nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving you at least 2 days.
Yeah.
And we're giving you a holiday weekend. So basically, right, you can either take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so get those reviews in, guys. Apple Podcasts on the ATF Podcast Facebook page. Sorry, I was trying to think about the word. And
that website.
Drop us a line, guys. Let us know what you think about the podcast. We always appreciate it. You got anything else for them this week?
If you have any ideas or if there's anybody in particular, we have some interviews in the queue. But if we are always open to suggestions or if anyone out there is someone who has a particular, you know,
set of skills,
health, fitness, set of skills that you're like, oh, yeah, let's chat.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.